Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Aaron. Hey, JPC. Guess what time it is? Puts on a hat, takes out cane. What do you talk? What do you chat a box? What do you talk? What do you chat a box?
I got to go.
Uses cane to rope you around the neck.
You're hurting him.
Fine, I'll stay.
Aaron, you stay out of this.
Okay.
It's the only way I'll learn.
Now, I have some questions, goddammit. We're going to ask them.
All right, let me have a couple shots of caffeine, and okay. I'm ready to be on your level. Let's do this.
Intravenous. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's an enema.
Careful what? With intravenous.
Who said that?
You almost ended the episode.
No, not Eminem. No.
Okay. Treadmill?
No, Eminem.
No.
Get out of here.
We don't want to hear your take on OK Go videos from 10 years ago.
Hey, but remember those?
I do. Very impressive. They were always very fun to watch.
But now it would be like a TikTok with, like, I don't know, 6,000 views, right? We've moved past being impressed by that.
Are there a bunch of TikToks that are doing Rube Goldberg-like machines?
I have to assume so. Yeah.
I won't check, but I have to assume so.
Now, this is a Chatterbox episode. Famously with Chatterbox, we read the questions from you, the Patreon members in the Discord, and we try and answer them to the best of our ability.
What's that channel in the Discord? If people are like, man, I got a question that I think would be perfect.
Penguin Baseball.
It's called Penguin Baseball.
No, it is
the channel called Chatterbox-Topics. So if you ever have a question, you don't have to. Sometimes we'll prompt and say, could we please have some questions? But you don't have to wait for our prompt. Just toss one in the box in the old CB.
We call that tossing one in the box in the business.
Well, we did until now we're hearing it out loud, and it feels
okay.
Like,
so we stopped calling it tossing one in the box, and I'm the last one to know again.
Maybe we splat it in the chat. Maybe we
splat it in the chat.
Chatter in the chatter. Oh, Aaron's got a hernia. Let's get into some of your Chatterbox questions. This one is from Invitro/Dante. They say, "What is the best financial advice you have?" Sorry,
JPC.
It's boring.
No, you guys must have you've traveled this earth for 30 plus years. You must have
Open as many credit cards as you can and don't keep track.
Aaron, the first one is could be like real financial advice.
Second part is the most important part of what I'm saying.
Okay, that one I can't co-sign. I can't co-sign on that one.
No, my only financial advice, and I'm not very financially literate, is set up as much auto pay and auto transfers as you possibly can.
Nice.
Especially if you've got ADHD like me, you're going to forget some months to transfer to savings or whatever. So if you have everything automated, you don't have to worry about it.
Set it and forget it.
That's my only advice.
Okay.
Or a slow roaster. My advice would be, and we'll save JPC for less because it's going to be probably the best and the most thorough advice. Get a Costco membership would be my number one financial advice. Buy in bulk, save a sulk. That would be yourself sulking around.
First thing you're going to want to buy.
Does our advice need to rhyme?
Yes, it should.
Didn't we say?
It's financial.
It's called Chatterbox, Aaron. I thought it was pretty implicit. My other advice would be...
Well, I was going to say, Adel, the first thing that you buy at Costco, if you get that Costco membership, is a family. You're going to want six, maybe seven kids to eat 26 cans of black beans.
That's right. And then you're going to buy more wishes.
I actually have another one, too, that I've been thinking about. I think you can love something and not buy it.
Wow.
You can just appreciate something when you see it, and you don't need to buy it.
Yeah, like a woman.
Like a woman. Yeah.
Like a woman. Like,
if you are in a store and you're like in a thrift store and you see like a beautiful vase, you can go, I love this. I think it's beautiful. And then leave it. Just because you like something doesn't mean you need to buy it.
Here's what you do, Aaron, because you were going to use that vase for decoration anyway, right?
Right.
Take a picture of the vase and then go buy a $1 picture frame at Hobby Lobby. And then put the picture of the vase in the frame. Boom, bada boom, bada bang. You don't need to buy the $300 vase.
I have no room left in my walls for pictures of things I wish I had bought.
If you love something, take it for free. That's the old adage. Yeah. My other piece of advice is I'm pretty bad with money, famously bad with money. But I would say something someone once said to me, whether it be a relative or someone, said, if you ever buy something for a friend and the friend doesn't say thank you, congratulations, you just bought them a parting gift.
Wow.
So.
That feels toxic.
And it was pointed at JPC.
Yeah, don't do that.
I did one time give a guy $20, and I knew that if I gave him $20, I would probably never see him again. He was like a friend of mine, and I was like, because he's gonna be too embarrassed to talk to me about this $20 before. And I did at that time think, I'm paying off this friendship. It's like a $20 to end this friendship transaction,
and that's worth it.
It's worth it. Hey, for me, it was worth it. He's a wild guy.
GPC, wild guy. Any financial advice from Mr. Accounting?
You know, there's a lot of financial advice that I think one of my number one of the bullet piece of financial advice is do not, like, if you, let's say you have a checking account, and I think maybe number one, get a checking account, but don't look at your checking account as a total of like how much money you have. That's a very bad indicator of like what a current snapshot of your finances are, because maybe you've like bought something on a credit card that you haven't like factored in yet, or maybe there's like an automatic deposit that's coming in like a couple of days. You don't actually have that money in your checking account because it's about to like leave to pay your rent or something like that. But that's kind of higher end. My actual like sneaky piece of financial advice is definitely investigate.
Has to be like, legal.
No, it's very legal. Investigate credit cards, especially credit cards that have like points associated with them, because you can use credit cards and then cancel credit cards, and it doesn't actually affect your credit that much. But if depending on how you do it, I should say. But you can use credit cards and get like a lot of points from credit cards, especially ones that have like introductory offers and ones that have like no balance transfers, like zero balance transfers. So you could use those credit cards to pay off other credit cards. I had a friend in college who paid off all their student loans on credit cards, which sounds like a really bad idea because the interest rate is like 29%. But if you do it with zero balance transfers for like a year and you keep pushing and pushing and pushing, you can kind of do some risky financial shenanigans that is very legal, but also leaves you to never pay interest, which I think is pretty cool.
Risky financial shenanigans.
Using credit cards to pay off other credit cards. My whole life crumbles in 6 months.
Risky financial shenanigans, something you'll be screaming in a courtroom when they finally catch you.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.